Dictation for Aaron Jackson, AARON JACKSON, date of birth is 2/20/1919, date of accident is 4/10/2022, date of service 11/7/2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. Allegedly, he was involved in an automobile accident on 4/10/2022, and he received a frontal driver side collision, head-on collision, leading to head injury. And he hit his head into the window and dashboard and airbags, leading to headaches in the front and the right temple. And with dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, lack of focus, loss of concentration, nightmare, fearful of the event, spots in the vision, blurred vision, loss of vision field. Along with this, patient started having pain in the lower back, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. Currently, the patient reports that he has these symptoms still going on. The headaches are around 9, lower back pain on the right side, mostly it's towards 8 and 9. No radiation is reported. He says he's improving slowly, and he's doing a lot of yoga exercise, a lot of home exercises, which are helping him. And overall, the pain level is no more than 6, with ADLs being affected from 6 to 10 as follows. Relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 10. Work is affected 7. General activity, mood and walking ability are 5. Patient does report 60% improvement in his symptoms. In the system review, patient still reports headaches, which are mostly in the front and the right temple, with vision disturbance, double vision, difficulty sleeping, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, nightmares, and chronic fatigue with difficulty sleeping. He denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. He denies any confusion, disorientation, and there is no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness of the lower back and a limited range of motion and lower back pain. In the system review, patient reports, so no difficulty walking. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool or towel swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, we can see painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level, and there is no change in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse, patient is using cocaine, and he has been discussed about not using it. He has been referred to de-addiction clinic for this, and all the risk about using cocaine has been discussed with him. He suffers from HIV and depression, and he has been using these medications. He has a prior history and he has been referred to a de-addiction clinic. Compliance history, yes. And physical examination, the blood pressure is 121 over 80, pulse 68, pulse ox 98. And the rest of the exam will be from previous visit of 9/28/2022, dictation number 0930048. The plan is as follows. The patient suffered from monkeypox and COVID in the past few months, and he did not visit us on a regular visit and missed a few appointments. At this time, patient can continue his therapy because he missed a lot of therapy, according to him, focusing on the lumbar region and the right sacroiliac joint only, 3 times with traction massage, aquatherapy. And he remains off work, also replacement transportation help. The patient has not done any MRI yet, and he will be ordered to do an MRI at this time to identify the correct pathology. He seems like having an issue with So MRI of the brain with neuroquants is being ordered to identify the traumatic brain injury and an MRI of lumbar spine is ordered without contrast. A brain diagnostics is also ordered for him, for the a back brace cold pack was ordered. Patient is otherwise trying to do good. Thank you.